Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR, is with me this morning. Thanks for being here, Kenny.
Hey, good to be here. Sounds like you got winter up that way.
We do have winter. We have both the temps and the snow. I'd say we probably got 4 or 5 inches in the city of Two Harbors, and I believe more, maybe much more up the hill. I haven't heard a lot of reports yet. And now the cold and the wind is starting to come in. So tell us what we already know. What's happening?
Yeah. Why even have me here at all? You already know it. Hey, one of the cool things is that if it didn't happen yesterday, maybe it happened the day before, but we are finally seeing temperatures that are actually below normal for this time of year in Minnesota. And in many places, that was the first time in 45 days.
Yeah.
So it just wild. We had an incredible run of mild conditions, normal or above normal. Maybe not, you know, and in parts of northeast Minnesota, maybe in December, you snuck a day or two in there where the temperature fell below normal by a degree or two. But, you know, now we're really going to have some cold for a while.
Yeah.
And so, it'll be, you know, legitimately winter-like. And you're right about the snow outside of town. They're pretty good. If you look off to the north inland of Two Harbors, about a foot or so from some of the Coco Ross observers. And, of course, once you get up towards Finland, 12 to 15 inches. Hmm. But, not far from, you know, just outside of town, you're looking at 6 to 8 inches. And then once you get a little bit farther inland from there, 10 to 12 inches. So a lot of lake effect, lake enhanced snow over the last day. There was a little disturbance that pulled through northern Minnesota, produced some snow kind of across the Canadian border. But as it moved out over the lake and the winds were actually coming off of the lake, and that's just perfect. Push the moist air upslope and you deposit some snow that really wasn't falling in many other places. So the North Shore kind of got it. You're lucky because rest of us, almost nothing.
Almost nothing. So down in the cities, there really is hardly anything still.
Yeah, we would. I mean, I think technically we might still have an inch of snow on the ground, but that's very technical.
Okay.
Your eyes know what the truth is. Not much down here.
Right.
Not much down.
Right. And then, so we've talked so much about El Nino. Is this a little break in the action? And a related question from a listener, aren't we supposed to get bright, clear, cold, crisp days full of sun and blue sky after this? What's with all the cloud cover that is supposedly coming our way?
Oh, yeah. I don't think you have too much to worry about. So we'll start with the El Nino. Yeah, we are in an El Nino in that the ocean is very warm around the equator in the Pacific. And, its biggest move generally is pushing the cold air way up to the north and then letting the moisture flow way to our south. And we were kind of in that split regime where we were split between those two different flows and couldn't get either moisture or cold air into the region. That's the traditional El Nino pattern. But obviously there's, you know, you got a spinning globe, you got lots of other sources of heat and moisture and cold air that are all kind of work in. And pretty regularly, even during these big El Nino years, you do get a break in the action, or you get a pattern that kind of resembles more like normal winter conditions. And these most frequently do come in January. So what we're seeing now is A, more typical, and then B, also something that we see regularly with El Nino. So it doesn't really take El Nino out of the equation. I think that there's a good chance that once this ends, whenever that is, that we resume sort of mild conditions and, you know, maybe even get an early start to spring. I wouldn't be surprised about that at all. In terms of, you know, right now we're under the influence of a couple different things. So that little system that came through and actually got little enhancement from the lake, that was relatively small. And, you know, normally after a small weather system, you don't even necessarily see much of a change. Its biggest act was help pull a cold front through the area. And then that cold front is now enhancing this much, much larger cyclone that is, gosh, it's just east of Chicago now. That is kind of the main event. So there is a, you know, we talk about low pressure systems or cyclones. This one formed down around the Texas Panhandle. It has shot northeastward towards the Chicago area, and it's actually explosively intensifying. So it's right now, it's about as strong as anything we've seen yet this winter anywhere in the continental United States, just to kind of give you a, and it's going to keep deepening into the kind of low pressure system that can cause all kinds of problems on the Great Lakes. Going to get down to, you know, maybe 975 millibars, which is stronger than some of our most famous winter storms. The big thing for us, though, is that we're pretty far away from that. You know, normally a storm like that, if it's going to affect Minnesota, if it's going to affect the Two Harbors area, it needs to track somewhere in Wisconsin, maybe northern Michigan. And this thing is really tracking through, you know, it almost missed Illinois and is tracking through Indiana and southern Michigan. And that's pretty far from here. But because of its intensity, its circulation is actually expanding. By tomorrow, it's going to cover almost the eastern half of North America. And so we're going to see some clouds and maybe some snow, kind of light snow, and then strong winds as that system continues to intensify. And even as it moves away, we will remain in the flow of it. But eventually those winds are going to turn around to be just out of the north and even the northwest. And that's when the cold air is really going to move in. Interestingly, though, the coldest air is probably going to come in. This is, we're going to flip it. Probably going to come in to southwestern Minnesota and into Iowa, following where it's going to snow the most. These areas are going to get up to a foot, foot and a half of snow, and the cold air tends to follow the heaviest snow. And that's where the most dangerous wind chills are going to be. And for a couple days anyway, late in the weekend, that's where it's really going to be most dangerous, well to the south of us. But then after that, we get just sort of general cold air settling in. And I think by the end of the weekend, if it hasn't yet, it'll start to clear up. I don't see any of those tranquil, clear, calm mornings in the offing just yet. There's a little too much wind for that. So I think as long as we have wind, you'll have some clouds around occasionally. And it's not going to have that like placid feeling that you get after a winter storm moves through. This weather system is too darn energetic for that.
All right. Well, that explains it at least. It's almost like we're part of a big old cyclone, or like I'm remembering those hurricanes that were down in the Gulf of Mexico that would actually affect us a little bit. It may be similar to that, sounds like.
Yeah. I mean, this is honestly, this system is about the intensity. I'm seeing where it is right now. So right now it's actually, it's still intensifying. So I take it back. It's actually still in the St. Louis area, and it's heading towards southern Michigan. This will be similar intensity to the kinds of storms like the Armistice Day storm of 1940, or the more intense than the storm that wrecked the Edmund Fitzgerald on Lake Superior. It's just going to be shifted a little bit farther east. There are blizzard warnings in eastern Wisconsin and in Iowa. Gales across Lake Michigan are going to be ferocious, you know, 50 to 65 mile an hour wind gusts. And so it's quite a storm. It's just we're going to be on the edges of it. So, you know, some light snow, some clouds, definitely some cooler and windier conditions. Over the next few days, cold air will really sink into the region. We'll have a prolonged period of temperatures at or below zero, you know, probably lasting in your neck of the woods for several days.
Great. Okay, well, thanks so much, Kenny. That was really fun to hear about, and can't wait to hear from you again next week.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks a lot. Have a great long weekend, everyone.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Take care. Bye-bye. That was Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR.